in Podcast Detroit, recording live. Prepare yourself for a hoppy drive. If you're chilling at home, pop that growler and just kick back for the next 2 hours. It's the end of the week, so here's to the weekend. It's Better on Draft with Rob, Matt, Nick, and Ken.
Windy.
Hey, yeah, and no Matt, and Nick's not here, but hey, we're live. Yeah. Episode 211, Better on Draft podcast. Thank you for joining us. What else are you going to do? You're in quarantine. We're here drinking beers before the whole state is shut down. We wanted to get one more episode in. It feels like deja vu, like I've already done this before. Hmm. Wendy, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I am, you know what I'm actually drinking? I'll start with myself. I am drinking some Coppercraft whiskey. And some, if nobody's ever seen it before, Virgil's, which is a soda company that makes zero net carb sodas. So this has 18 carbohydrates, but it's all alcohol sugars. Maybe that's why I was drunk last night, is because I was drinking this with the alcohol. Maybe like the alcohol intensified the alcohol sugars. But it's a lemon lime, so I'm making myself basically a glorified 7 and 7, but it's the hipsterest 7 and 7 ever, as it's Virgil's with Coppercraft.
Is there like a companion can called Ted's?
No, we're just gonna skip that and go right to Wendy. What are you drinking over there?
I am drinking an Oberon, because Oberon Day, I think it's the 23rd, actually it was supposed to be, but they released it early.
Because why bother, right? You know.
Well, they were trying to make people happy, which...
I mean, Oberon always makes me happy.
It makes me happy, too. It reminds me that spring is here. And Lord knows we could use something to smile about right now.
Yeah, you got Oberon. What's in the Canton Growler?
That is Soup's Juicy. It is one of their IPAs that I actually adore. And I'm really excited that they did some to-go bottles, so I was able to pick it up before I came over.
What's Soup's Juicy? I'm assuming Juicy IPA?
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
I mean, I could probably guess what a beer is based on, you know, just saying, is it an IPA? And 80% of the time, I'm going to be right.
That is true.
Except for when I'm the one drinking it. Rob, what's going on?
Well, hey, hashtag social distancing 2020.
Yep. Elbow bumps up in here.
Yep. Or just like, we've been doing it at work. Well, before we got pretty much kicked out of work, we were doing shoe taps.
To the little kid and play?
We almost went like full kid and play, but it was just going to be way too embarrassing. So I think we're good with just like a simple toe kick and then just walk away.
I was working at the National Coney Island headquarters because they were getting to go with my company, and they were doing that too, but they weren't doing the whole kit and play because we ain't coordinated for that. So, like, you could see them trying to start it, and I'm like, right. Ooh, this is – then they're like, nah, we're not going to do it.
I mean, just watch a couple videos. You'll figure out the step and just, you know, just – I don't know. Just it's pretty damn easy, I think.
And what are you drinking over there?
I am – currently double fisting because I am having some Wednesday, the Brewgarhythm from Cycle Brewing. It's the bourbon barrel aged imperial stout with raspberries, and supporting local because, like with everything else, with everything going crazy these days, I got some cans from Ferndale Project, and I'm having the Blood Orange Mimosa. It's one of their sours, and it is pretty damn tasty.
It is really good.
Yeah.
Oh, I have it right here. Let me try it real quick.
Give it a shot. It's definitely light on the sour, which, again, is for me for sour.
Definitely getting the salty. Light. Salty for sure, yeah.
Yeah. And it's pretty smooth. I like it.
Yeah, not too bad. Not really what I would... it's probably something I'd sip on, which is good because I only have a little, you know, giant whiskey glass of it. So... I got my big whiskey and Virgil's. Everybody is happy, interesting. Hope everyone is home safe. You know, doing your best to stay quarantined, going out just when you need to. Obviously, as I don't know if I mentioned on this part or if I mentioned on the false start on the private page of mine. This is probably going to be one of the last episodes, as we're guessing that there's going to be a state shutdown here soon. Hopefully for only a couple weeks, and then we will be back in studio. But we've got the hand sani right over here. They cleaned the studio earlier today, so everything should be good for us for at least today. With that in mind, there are a few points that I want to hit. But first, I'm going to open up the floor. Do you guys have anything you want to – what have you guys been up to? What has your week been this week?
Let's see. So my week basically has been working from home. I do work for a diesel manufacturer and doing a lot of project managing and software validation and reporting. I'm the guy in the group that creates the TPS reports. And that basically has been me doing that stuff at home. There was one day where I actually did go into the office to get some information, was pulling stuff off of a truck. And then it was Thursday that we got the call that someone, a contractor that was working in the plant, was a confirmed case. And so the plant has now been shut down. And they did the cleaning today. Nobody can go in there until Monday. So it's pretty much been this week has been working from home, pretty much having the kids organized and doing their part. I will have to say that they definitely get a lot of credit with being able to handle how different this is for the last 3 weeks. Honestly, I don't know if it's just maybe the fact that they were in a foster care system that it makes it this easy to kind of come into this the way this is. But they've handled it pretty well. They've got a schedule that they go through. At the first few days, Dina and I were managing it, and then Dina came up with the idea, said, all right, I'm going to make one of you the managers every day, and you're responsible for making sure you and the other kids do everything, so I only have to yell at one of you. And that has worked out pretty well, and definitely props to them for being able to handle what's going on. But yeah, it's just pretty much been working. I unfortunately can't do trivia because all the bars are closed, and so feeling pretty bad about the rest of the hosts who are now laid off or furloughed that can't host. So all of us we're kind of in that boat and just kind of feeling that, and just grateful that I have a day job that I can still make money, and definitely feeling fortunate. As opposed to, I know a lot of people that are out there that are really hurting. And with, I mean, us going to the breweries and picking up these beers, that we know they're hurting too. And just trying to stay above water. That's all you can do.
What's your week been like? Or I guess we've been 2 weeks now since our last episode.
My week doesn't look a whole lot different because I do have to go into work every day. I work for a heating and cooling company, and people need heat. No matter what, your stuff breaks down, you need somebody that can fix it. So it's definitely been a much slower time for us. So we're juggling, trying to get everybody hours, things like that, trying to figure out ways to put things in place that'll keep them safe when they're in other people's homes. So, and going from home to home, you know, they have to definitely have to do some sanitizing in between houses so that they're not traveling with stuff. But it's been very interesting to have all that going on and still have to go into work every day, because I also take care of my grandma, who's 82 and has diabetes and high blood pressure, so she's a high risk person.
Right.
So it's hard because you have to figure out who's okay to come in the house and take care of her, and at the same time I still have to go to work every day. So yeah.
Feel free to join in on the chat, facebook.com/betterondraft. You're probably already there if you're listening live. If not, join us every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern. We got a couple people in the chat just saying hello. Greg, who's been listening to the show for a long time, says thank you for giving us something to take our minds off.
Cheers,
I think,
Greg.
Yep, that's kind of what we want to do. One of the things that I had talked about, and I talked to everyone here earlier, was if we were going to continue the March draftness or if we were going to put it on hold. But again, since everyone's kind of online and doing stuff and not necessarily going to work.
Killing Netflix.
yeah, that's for sure.
Well, at least in Europe.
We are still going on with the March draftness, so going over the results real quick. Baffin over Dark Horse and One Well over Crankers, they will face each other. Mitten Brewing over Midland Brewing, Oddside Ales over Speciation, they will go up against each other. Blake's Brewing over Brew Detroit and Brewery 424 over Brooks Brewing. They will go against each other. And then finally, Copper Hop over Draft Horse and Austin Brothers Beer Company versus Railtown. Austin Brothers wins, so Copper Hop versus Austin Brothers. We do have a lot of people who are doing really good in the prediction bracket. That is for sure.
Wait, what in the frickin' Florida Gulf Coast is going on with Copper Hop right now?
Well,
because, I mean, they are I clearly it seems that they have, like, a very huge online and social media presence, and especially with, I think from the first round, I remember seeing how many times that was shared. But damn, I definitely did not see them getting this far.
We do have, I believe there are some people who have Copper Hop as a winner in their bracket themselves. It might be Copper Hop or a fan of Copper Hop who is just filling out a bracket. And sure enough, we have right now currently in the lead, who has been in the lead every single week, a guy by the name of IPAs, who has a Baffin Austin Oddside Brewery 424 Final Four, which his Final Four is still intact. Same with Oddside, Austin Brothers, One Well, not Brew Detroit, they're no longer in there. But the person under them, More Beer, Baffin, Austin Brothers, Oddside, and Brewery 424. So a lot of people still having a really good bracket.
I think my Final Four are gone.
I don't think my Final Four would have been gone, because I definitely would have had Brewery 424 and Baffin in there. And then there's definitely, I'd probably have maybe a few different people, but it's hard to guess. I mean, it's all for fun.
Oh, yeah.
The whole point of it's for fun. There are a few things that I want to get to before we continue the conversation. One, Nick Britsky over at Nick Drinks started gotipem.com, gotipem.com. Mm-hmm. If you are in the industry or want to help someone in the industry, you can go to that website. You can apply to be on it with your Venmo, Cash App, whatever, third party. PayPal, I believe, is on there as well.
Yep.
And people can send you tips. I know a lot of people are struggling in this industry. I obviously, being in the restaurant industry, have seen a lot of the numbers of the amount that we're down in both quick sale and full service. No matter what we keep trying to do, there's only so much that we can do.
Right.
People aren't out. People aren't congregating. The bars aren't getting multiple drinks. You know, when your whole business is based around, say, for instance, the Blind Pig, they don't have food there. You know, that's over in Ann Arbor.
Yep.
They have concerts, which obviously all those got canceled. I saw Psycho Stick was on Twitch earlier today doing a live stream, like a live concert. Did anybody see Dropkick Murphys live on YouTube?
I heard about it. I didn't get a chance to watch it. I was too busy either working or trying to make sure Instagram Live worked for my girls to be able to dance with Debbie Allen.
Who's Debbie Allen?
Get the fuck out of here.
Honest to God, who's Debbie Allen?
Fame. I Want to Live Forever. Oh, my God.
Famous dancer and choreographer.
No.
You are too fucking young for this shit.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Along with Go Tip 'Em, if you head over to rallyforrestaurants.com, that is a website that allows you to find local restaurants that are doing online ordering. Some of them are just gift card only. And the company that I do work for is going to be matching, for every gift card purchase. I believe they're paying $1, and then it's up to like 100,000, I believe, or a million. I don't know. There's a number in there. I don't remember the full one, but if you go to rallyforrestaurants.com, you can see all the local people or local restaurants that you can. Oh, there we go. Greg Feltner in the chat says Stage It is a website if you want to watch online concerts. Thank you so much, Greg, for that. Rally for Restaurants. And then the huge thing, I decided yesterday while I was sober, which was good because if I was drunk, it probably would have been worse. I bought a bunch of gift cards, roughly $250 worth of gift cards. $200 of the dollars were given away on our Facebook page. If you go to facebook.com/betteronDraft, just like the ones that you can go to, I believe we have Saugatuck, City Built, North Center Brewing over in Northville, Michigan, a bunch of other ones that I can't think of off the top of my head, but I just bought $25 to each. And then I also got one to our friends over in Tap That AZ, which I just sent it over to him and I said, give it away the way you want to. I don't care. And then I hit up Victor over at Dallas Beer Talk and I said, hey, here's a $25 gift card to a Dallas brewery. Give it away however you want.
Nice.
So we wanted to do our part in helping out the community, carry out obviously is huge, buying gift cards. If you had a party there, reschedule the party. Don't just ask for your if you can't. You know, I understand people need their money if they need their money bad, but just reschedule if you have a party going, you know, mm-hmm. so that they can keep their money and they can keep going. Buy merch. Like, if you have the ability to buy merch, you know, obviously we have mibeerbox.com, Michigan Beer Box. But if you have the ability, go buy, you know, your bar's favorite, you know, a hat from your bar or a glass from your bar or something like that.
Yeah.
Something to help them, get them cash flow. All of these things help out the restaurants, and the important part is the restaurants and the employees. So again, gotipem.com, rallyforrestaurants.com. You don't have to go to Rally for Restaurants. You can just go to any restaurant and buy a gift card online, like an e-card, or go stop and get carry out, or make sure you tip people. Make sure that, you know, the people that are, you know, going this extra mile. We're seeing a lot of people who are doing a lot of delivery, like Griffin Claw. Griffin Claw is doing beer delivery. I saw
hand sanitizer.
I saw there was a state, I think Texas, waived all like liquor laws for delivery, so you can deliver liquor and booze and. I saw one place, and I think it was I saw it, and it didn't seem believable until I Googled it, but you could buy a giant thing of margarita, and it came with a free roll of toilet paper.
Oh, come on.
Is that to make up for all the partiers on the beach?
I saw that they are shutting down. Florida's doing a lot of shutdowns of the beaches.
Are they putting all of those people on a boat and just taking them out into the middle of the Atlantic and just keeping them there for 2 weeks?
I mean, that's pretty much how you would just – kill the virus, like, you know.
I mean, when that dude came on camera and just was all, if I get coronavirus, I'll get coronavirus, and just was just so nonchalant about it.
Because I have to party.
Yeah, because I have to party. I was like, then you can go party on a boat in the middle of the Atlantic for 2 weeks and stay there. Because that was just, that was ridiculous.
Yep.
We have a lot of empty cruise ships right now, I'm just saying.
Hey, yeah, hey, self-sufficient. There you go, here's a kitchen.
So, obviously, we are doing our best to practice social distancing. We are under a group of 10.
Yes.
Yes.
So, we're following...
Relatively 6 feet apart from each other.
Relatively, yeah.
Relatively. Well, I mean,
at least 3 feet.
Yeah. I mean, we sort of isosceles the whole thing, so I think we're good. We're all right.
We got a cheers from What's on Tap Radio from Chad saying, Texas did. All liquor is deliverable. That's good. You don't have to necessarily use they have like Drizzly out there, I think.
Oh,
is the
my
name
God.
Of it.
That shit. That makes me so damn jealous.
Yeah, we don't have that capability. We can get it from shipped from like Meijer and stuff. But if I wanted a delivery from, say, Zatuna Liquor over in Rochester Hills, just south of F-59 on Rochester Road.
That's like an extra $40 for
well, I mean, yeah. But I'd be supporting Jack.
You would be supporting Jack, and you'd also be supporting his, you know, his gas.
Does that mean that he doesn't sell pizza there?
He does not. No.
Oh, because if he sold, if he was one of the liquor stores that sold pizza, then they could deliver the pizza.
I think,
and they can deliver the liquor with it.
I think there's a lot because there are the rules exist. But I don't think the MLCC cares too much right now.
Yeah,
right.
They pretty much. I mean, because. I don't know. I guess, is it just different with the liquor stores than it is with the breweries? Because the breweries are not necessarily delivering food. I mean...
Yeah, like Eastern Market Brewing, which
Eastern
I have
Market and Ferndale.
Stout.
Yeah, they've got... Obviously, they have a food program, but for the most part, they are just simply delivering beer. And, you know, they showed up and just all of a sudden it's like, hey, here's a beer. Have a good day.
That
shout out to Seamus because... You know, that Eastern Market truck pulled up. I swear to God, the damn thing, it just felt like an ice cream truck and the pizza delivery man just at the same time. I'm like, oh, my God, they're here. I was actually in the middle of a meeting. I was like, I'll be back in a minute. But, yeah. I mean, it's really, I don't know. It's just like sometimes, like when you brought up Drizzly, I am a little jealous at that. But now it feels like everything pretty much shifted in such a way that – it almost feels like I don't need it, but I do because there is also the problem that there are so many breweries that are out there that are not within my vicinity that right. won't deliver to me. And so, you
I'm
know, kinda,
sure no one's delivering to my house.
I mean, yeah, now just kind of saying that, I'm like, yeah, Drizzly would be better. only if these other breweries don't increase their radius. Because, I mean, I'd love to get some from Drafting Table, but Drafting Table is 35 minutes from my house. Ascension is 20 to 25. Fernale Project is basically about 15. So, I mean, of all of them, and I mean, hell, I'd love to get some Griffin Claws, another 45 minutes away from my house. So I'd love to get all of them. And Drizzly would be awesome because nobody's going to deliver. I mean, that'd be basically like ordering a pizza from Birmingham or Wixom and just, all right, yeah, bring that in Detroit. It's just too far. So
I think I'm going to work on utilizing my network this week to try and get friends that are going to pick up beer at places. Like, I couldn't make it to Batch today because they did their to-go beers from 1 to 6. And I get off work at 5. I got to be here. There is no way I could make it there in time and then get here. Mm-hmm. And then they sold out early. So I had a friend, though, going to pick up my beer for me.
Yeah.
So that I could also go to Canton and get beer there. So I'm just going to try and utilize my network to, you know, I'm going to go over here and pick stuff up. Can you get stuff for me while you're over there?
Right. Yeah, no, that would be, hell, that would pretty much work. I think that would work pretty well.
So
just kind of jump from place to place.
I have managed to hit 4 different breweries this week. As soon as they start saying that they're opening up to sell the to-go cans, I hit Drafting Table on Monday, I think. And
there actually is an aggregator right now who is doing a lot, especially in the Metro Detroit area, which is Steve from Motor City Brew Tours. So if you go to MotorCityBrewTours.com, you can find out where people are doing for delivery, how much, how long, where, you know, delivery or pickup, I should say. They have contact information, everything like that. So cheers to Steven Johnson over there doing that. Obviously, go check out his show, Beer Tour Guy. He just launched an episode with the owners of Fenton Winery and Brewery.
Nice. And I mean, I'm, I don't know, just kind of thinking about with these breweries and everything that is going on. And it really worries me about who is going to survive and who's not. And one of the kind of the cool things that I saw that was coming from Dane at Eastern Ferndale Project Brewing, that they put out a video today. He basically was going to create a new business every day for the next 10 days. And so today's business was a Detroit-style pizzeria, basically. So I guess they're just making a whole bunch of pizzas at Ferndale Project and selling pizzas because they said they're going to do whatever we can to stay afloat. Keep people working, keep people getting paid, and just keep going. And it's just that's great, and that's awesome that he's doing that, and he's making sure that he's doing everything that he can to make sure that everybody stays afloat. And the breweries are doing everything they can with canning the beer, selling the beer, getting it delivered, putting it out there for people to pick up.
I have a problem with Dane. I do.
His hair's too long?
I mean, I'm not as jealous of his hair as I am of Jason LaValla's hair, but no growler fills. Come on, man! Nope. Like in this time, I brought a growler. I went to Original Gravity for the first time.
Uh-huh.
Really nice place. A lot of people there for it was on like Sunday, so we were in full shutdown mode, and their brewery was
bunch of people.
Pretty filled with people. I actually wound up going down there because I'm like, you know, I want to go to Kroger, but the Kroger by me obviously is near Eastern Michigan and Ann Arbor. So I'm like, that place is going to be crazy place. So I'm like, you know what? I'll just drive 20 minutes over to Milan and get everything there. Mm-hmm. The Kroger was smaller. The place wasn't that packed. I was able to get everything I needed. I on purpose bought 60 rolls of toilet paper. but when I say on purpose is that I just buy it like the box from Amazon, and I bought it in February because I was out and I just did reorder. So I'm okay on toilet paper.
Right.
But everything else, just, you know, getting lunch meat and stuff for staying home, because not only am I working from home, which I do work from home naturally, unless I'm traveling, my girlfriend's working from home, so we are definitely, you know, sharing space, and we have, there's a lot of things that we're doing at my company that are helping us try to be a little bit more, try to make things more natural. Like one of my coworkers did a live concert and just sang songs for two. He was a wedding singer. So
yeah.
his supplemental income, his extra income's, you know, dried up right now, 'cause he can't be wedding singing. So he was singing songs for everyone and playing guitar. Then we had like a live workout yesterday where people were working out, together on Zoom. They're thinking of doing like a yoga, 'cause one of our coworkers is a yoga instructor.
I don't know that I want to videotape myself working out.
Well, I mean, you don't have to. You turn your side off.
Other people to see me.
Well, for the yoga, at least, they were talking about it so that the instructor is basically not doing the yoga moves, but watching everyone so that they can correct positions and make sure people can, you know, do yoga at home without any issues. Like I use DDP yoga, which I haven't done in a while, but I should probably start because I can't go to the gym.
I'm on YouTube. I use Yoga with Adrienne.
Okay.
She has a lot of different videos, and I definitely am a big fan of that. Yeah, I do yoga. Want to fight about it?
So one of the things that my grandma and I like to do, and I haven't been in a very long time, is cardio drumming.
I've seen that. I've been curious about that.
She loves it. I love it. I think it's a good time. But she's really a big fan of music, so whenever she can dance, she wants to dance. So we've taken her to cardio drumming class. So I'm actually think we're going to be doing that in our living room for a little while.
Well, you just got a drum kit, quote
I know.
Unquote.
I would play the fuck out of rock band. Are you kidding me?
You got to build out that rock band now. Start the Partridge Family. The Everett Family.
I'd be able to play Iron Maiden's Run to the Hills. Like it would be nobody's business if I fucking was able to do some cardio drumming. Damn.
I used to, when I was, I should say younger, but I was, you know, 16, 17, 18, I used to play DDR all the time.
Oh, man.
And when I mean all the time, I would spend hours and like $20 a day playing DDR at American Fun Center in Troy over at the Oakland Mall, or Major Magic's over at 12 and John R. Or I would go to Stroh's Ice Cream Parlor over on Riverland and Old Van Dyke. Like, I knew where the cheapest arcade machines were. So we used to go every year to Bavarian Inn for New Year's Eve. And one year they're like, hey, let's go to the casino. Let's go to Mount Pleasant. And I'm 16, 17 at this time. I'm like, I hate you all.
Right.
Like, not only do I have to come with you, now I have to go, you know, hang out with all the 3-year-olds and stuff. Well, sure enough, they had an arcade there, and, like, everyone gave me money because they realized how, like, everyone but me could gamble. Like, all my cousins could gamble, all my family. Like, so they just gave me money, and I just sat and played DDR. And there was a time I remember going to GameWorks when that was still a thing over at Great Lakes Crossing.
Oh, man, GameWorks.
And you could get the per-hour card.
Right.
So what would I do? I would get the per-hour card and just hammer out an hour or two of DDR while everyone's shopping. I'm like, I don't care. I don't need to shop. But, yeah, I think there's definitely a lot of things that you can do online via Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Live. There are places for you to donate to give people and creators if you have some extra money, you know, this is where we need to come together as a country, as a humankind, to help each other out.
Yep.
Like, you know, not everyone is as blessed as me to have a job that I have. And as much as my industry is being fucking rocked right now.
Yeah.
You know, we adapt, we adjust, and we keep going. Like, I'm working support right now. I'm not a support guy. But I know enough things about, you know, the system that I run with that I can, you know, pick and choose the things in the support queue.
Right.
Like, oh. And there are a lot of people right now who never had online ordering, and we just offered online ordering for free. We just offered gift cards for free. So people are like, well, we need help setting this up. And I'm like, I got you.
Right.
Let's go.
No, I mean, and you know, I've got it on my end, too. It's like I'm thankful that I still have a job that I'm able to do. It sucks that my second job as being a trivia host is now sidelined. But, you know, they're hurting. The bars are hurting. And I feel bad for, you know, the host that would host 5, 6, even 7 nights a week where this was their primary income. And thankfully, Sporkle has set up a Kickstarter of their own to help fund and help give some money to these hosts. Now, as I'm saying, full disclaimer that I am a host as well. However, I have already mentioned it to management that any money that is coming to me is to be distributed to the other host because I still have a job. I still have income that's coming in. And yeah, it's a little tighter, but I don't need that when I know that there's other hosts that are out there that have been busting their ass for 6 months, 2 years, 7 years that have been out there hosting 5, 6, 7 nights a week. They need that more than I do. And so, you know, if you guys are out there in the way of giving, if you've got something to give for that as well, again, on Sporkle.com or SporkleLive.com, there is a link that's up there that will take you to the Kickstarter. And actually, we're not just taking the money just to distribute it. We're actually also giving gifts as well in terms of giving out question sets. So if you want to play, I guess, I don't know if we're going to call it social distancing trivia in your own home, you can do trivia in your own home. They're giving away hints so that when we do come back that you can contact the host management group and they'll give you a hint for a question for that night. And so you've essentially just kind of paid for a little bit of an advantage for when we come back.
I get the hint for the one I know.
Yeah, that's how
it's
I always
that was sometimes how that works, too. It sucks.
My friends used to always invite me to, like, go play pub trivia, and I'm like, you know I'm terrible, right? They're like, you host pub trivia. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I host.
Like, I don't, and this is funny, and you probably get it too, is whenever you mispronounce a name.
Oh, shit.
The worst is when you do it on a specialty night. Like, I mispronounced a name in Friends trivia, and I had One-Eyed Betty's filled to the rim with people, and literally in all unison, them all correcting me. The best one, though, is that I mispronounced a biblical name, and I didn't look at the answer, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, give me a break.
And they all
start laughing. And they're like, don't give out the answer. I'm like, well, you just told everyone that was the answer. And I looked down and it might not have been like Jesus, but it would have been the Bible or something like that. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, everyone gets this point. I don't care.
That's pretty much why I stopped hosting Harry Potter theme nights. As much as I've read the books and watched the series, you don't say, you know, Leviosa the right fucking way.
Leviosa.
And they're just on you. And she's like, come on, dude. Really? Really?
I don't think anybody actually knows how to say all those words.
I mean, the book, my girlfriend's listening to a lot of the books right now. And we play Harry Potter Wizards Unite, which is the Pokemon Go of Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. Or the Harry Potter of Pokemon Go, whatever you want to call it. And she's like, oh, I know how to say these words now. And I still can't pronounce half the words. And I've been playing the game like a whole year over her. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. I know there's a bunch of people in the chat. I want to reset. We're going to go over the news. Probably just one more segment for the rest of the night. If anything you guys want to talk about, if you guys want to tell us what you're drinking, tell us any stories, tell us how we can help and how we can promote the industry, feel free to post in the chat. That's facebook.com/BetterOnDraft. We'll be right back with the Better on Draft podcast.
Everybody set them up, Schitt's Creek. And I just said something embarrassing to Cheryl Tease. And I'm aware of tease, but I'm staring at a pair of D's. High five, singers somewhere. Five or less sign, think about a rise and decide that I'm roasting. Fine, so I'm a fine folks. I'm some ride or die close. I'm on to ride a unicycle across the tight rope. Like a battle, I might choke. I might choke the shit out of a rapper with the right quote. I hate to be accused of hyperbole. Hyperbole. No attention to the man behind the curtain, courtesy. Yo, I'm 33. Give a fuck about your diet, serving me. Insert your favorite surgery. Whole goddamn circus is absurd to me. Return to a mercy, mercy me, murder modernity permanently. Yeah,
that big perm picture in some urban weed. But y'all are nervous about a turpentine. Running from the gun serpentine, I've had the perfect week. Earth to dweebs, since I've learned to tweet. I've been like,
large, 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 fill my pockets with the wallet of a misanthropic pill. Pop it ill, got in hit the chill spot. Shot, got the pot of chili hot. Really not dealing with you, Billy Bob's SOB. Silly sob stories getting gory with the Philly cheese. Spill it on my filthy jean jacket. Reenactment of a pigeon crapping. Pissing in your picnic basket. Pigeon catch you sick and fetch. Wiggle like you pitch a tent. Rhymes and beats so sick you wreck. Sitting on your picket fence, you hit the deck. Rickets jaw, chop them like a chicken neck. Second best, something that I'll never be like sick of sex. Pick up checks, something that I never do. Pickle eggs, something that I never chew. Get respect, something that I never knew like revenue. Resolute to evolute. Get up off my level in your devil's suit. I don't need your residue. Your resume embellished, mine is bulletproof. Bully on cues, put a fennel soup, a friend of few. Large extra large. Bars extra bars. Cars and cars. Tarnish the stars. Charge at the guard. Garnish with large. Parts of the guard. Large extra large. Large extra large. Bars extra bars. Cars and cars. Tarnish the stars. Charge at the guard. Garnish with large. Parts of the guard. Large extra large.
And we are back. 211 Better on Draft Podcast. No guests today, just a little bit of chatting. We're going to go over some news real quick. During the break, people were chatting up in our live chat. Once again, facebook.com/betteronDraft. We have Chad, who was talking about discussing bars and breweries using the downtime to maintain their draft systems. I did think we saw the ability to clean out your draft systems, fill it with water, make sure it's good to go for the, when you come back.
When you come back.
And this is probably more towards breweries that are bars than breweries, because I know most breweries are cleaning their taps pretty commonly.
I think it's a good idea. I guess the thing that I kind of worry about is, with the struggle that is going on right now and the fact that they're trying to keep the money as best as they can to keep the business running, that while that is good, it's just an additional cost that I'm not sure that they can handle right now. I mean, it'd be great to be able to have this stuff cleaned and ready to go so that, when the world gets out of this mess, that everybody's going to just have this huge party and come and have beers and be able to drink beer out of clean lines. But the cost, I guess the thing is that I don't know how much it costs to actually do that and have that done. And so I'm not sure how much of an impact it's going to have on a business to have that done when we don't know when we're going to come back. I mean, as far as Michigan is concerned, everything is essentially shut down until April, but that could turn into May. That could turn into June. If somebody were to tell me that everything would be back in April and there wouldn't be that much of a dent to do it, then I'd say do it. But we're just in such a questionable time right now that I just don't know. So it'd be great, but the cost just seems a little prohibitive right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of things, and we were kind of talking about it during the break. Is that where does the buck stop in regards to money? Like, not everyone has the money. A lot of people, especially bars, breweries, they don't have the savings. Like, they're taking their money and they're throwing back into expansion. They're throwing it back into getting things done. So hopefully they can find it. But the huge thing for us to do is to buy those gift cards.
Buy those gift cards.
Carry out food, yeah. Merchandise, beer to go. Like, these are the kinds of things to help them stay afloat, because one of the things that we haven't discussed, and it's the nasty part of it, is that not everyone's going to make it out on the other side.
No.
Breweries are going to close. No. They're not going to be able to just do it. There are people who they've quit their jobs now that they worked at the brewery full time. Mm-hmm. People who are hiring brewers because they had so much other paperwork to do. There are things that just they have no control.
Right.
And like for us, like all we can do is buy beer, buy gift cards, go to gotipthem.com. like all these things, there are things we can do. But again, not all of us are as blessed as I am. Not everyone has that ability. Like, you know, we were talking just the amount of money that it costs. And sure, we're saving money by eating at home every night.
I've definitely been buying a lot of Costco meals and definitely cooking at home as well.
We made keto.
Who's got time to stand in line at Costco anymore?
When you're smart enough to not stand in the main line and go around to the front and just go in that way because there's a line there and it goes there.
We've my girlfriend's been making very interesting keto meals. We did keto ramen with kelp noodles.
Oh, kelp noodles.
Yep.
Does not sound appealing at all.
It was delicious. It was delicious. We did a keto lasagna one night.
You can do some very interesting things with keto if you mix the right flavors together. It's very surprising.
We actually found zero net carb bread and did the keto French toast.
I have a friend of mine who is basically making keto friendly waffle bread.
Chaffles.
Yeah, and
they're amazing.
And yeah, shout out to Sarah who's been doing that and just like it looks amazing.
It's so good.
Remember playing better on draft bingo. You only get
keto.
One
That's
square.
That's right. Only one square
for keto. Even though I mentioned it like six times.
So I am not trying to do keto, but I do love the chaffles. So Chaffles. I've tried making a couple of different kinds. My grandma really likes them. My sister and her kids liked them. My parents liked them. So it just means you buy a lot more eggs.
Yeah, we do have. I'm probably somewhere in the ballpark of 100 eggs in my my house right now because eggs are definitely, you know, breakfast meals and meals for mixing and everything like that. But as we kind of keep going, let's go with the segments. So let's finish up this episode.
Here is Robert with the beer news.
Now, our map writer.
I was going to say, by the way, I have you know, done what you're generally not supposed to do with beer, and that's, you know, mixing them. But I've mixed Bell's Oberon with Ferndale Project's Blood Orange Mimosa, and interesting. It still adds
Oberon was so much better last year.
Oh, my God, like 3 years ago.
Like,
oh, my
it
God.
It was so much better when it was Silsen.
I don't know what hops that they use with that. I think the grains are spoiled.
Actually, my palate's changed so much, I am not a fan of wheat beers anymore, apparently.
I'm
not either, but
Tradition.
Tradition.
To tradition. May we continue to keep Bell's afloat by buying Oberon when we don't like it.
I was going to say tradition to keep doing the same thing that old people told us to do years ago. That's what tradition is. It's just old people giving us rules.
I mean, when you explain it like that, like I thought there was more to that, but I'm like, I guess you're right. Tradition's
well,
what old people tell
me,
us to do.
Nobody told me I had to buy Oberon every year. I just choose to.
Fair.
I was going to say, my mom wasn't buying Oberon. When she was younger, but I'm gonna be telling my kids, hey, when your father was a ripe 33,
13.
I got nothing. I saw Midsommar a few nights ago, and tradition. Ooh, don't want to talk about that anymore.
Goodness gracious.
What do we got in the news? Not too much.
Yeah.
Shit's closing. Nobody's
closing.
Open.
Nobody's open. Everybody's doing carry out and delivery.
Did you see New York labeled liquor stores as essential?
Fuck yeah, it's essential.
Have you been to New York?
I was in New York like a month and a half ago.
I mean, I just saw an article that GameStop was staying open because they say they're essential. I'm like, I need things to do.
I saw they released Doom Eternal a day early to keep people from bombarding them because Doom Eternal and Animal Crossing were going to be launched on the same day today. So they're like, we'll launch Doom Eternal one day early.
Actually, I was in GameStop the other day, and one of the employees was on the phone calling a pre-order person and said that because of the mandates and the social distancing that they were not doing the midnight release party, and that basically you could just come in and just grab it now. So, I mean, everything is, I mean, we've already talked about it. It's like everything has changed. Everything is.
See, I got a call like that once. I bought a Steam Link and a controller, and they're like, oh, you can come get it in. I'm like, oh, it's not released until like 2 days from now. They're like, oh, no, you can get it today. And I get there, and what happens? Oh, we can't sell that to you. I'm like, motherfucker.
What?
So, you call and tell me. They do give me a $25 gift card, though. So.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I wish they would. I mean, as far as games, I wish they would release some of the other stuff a little earlier, because I just tried playing the Resident Evil 3 demo. And I think even if it did come out, I probably wouldn't touch the game for like a good 2 weeks, because the demo scared the ever-living shit out of me. And I have not had a Resident Evil game do that to me since the very first one. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'll. It's like one of those things like, yeah, I got to buy it, but I'm going to wait until I actually get the nerves to actually play it, because it just really scared the shit out of me. That game was rough. Let's see. I mean, as far as other news is concerned, there was one. I had this one. It's been sitting in a while, but I guess we can talk about this one. But there was a San Francisco brew house that was taking a hit at a place called Seven Stills. And they were needing to cease operations for 90 days following the receipt of 68 tied house violations over 2 years and having to face a subsequent license suspension. They ran into this odd rule which prompted a California Bureau of Alcoholic Beverage Control to suspend their license. And so these tied house rules are intended to prevent producers like brewers, distillers, and winemakers from exerting undue influence over retailers, obviously being restaurants, grocery stores, and et cetera. Basically, it's supposed to be kind of three-tiered system kind of thing. What they were getting hit with was that they were basically posting on Instagram and the like, post about their beers and being at certain locations and things of that nature. And those were violations. And each of those violations is a $10,000 fine. So essentially, they basically got fined almost $700,000.
Jesus.
And basically had to work out a deal with the beverage control to just simply face a 90-day suspension. Now, to help with the hit, they were also going to be shutting, or not really help with the hit, but you know, I guess help with, you know, clearing themselves of the fine. That they shut down one of their production facilities. Luckily, they still have I think they had two other tap rooms that they were still able to operate because they were on a different license. So they were actually still able to have business, but that part of business had to shut down because they were the ones that, you know, had the citations. But yeah, with that newer location, it was like a new, basically $11 million tap room that they had just opened last June that operated under a different license. So they're still able to do some sort of operation. Now, the owners had said that they didn't think that the commission was just coming after them just to come after somebody. But it does seem kind of weird that I feel like there's got to be other breweries that are out there that have done some of these types of social media posts that no one has gone after them about, because like I said, apparently these posts were in some weird violation of the three-tier system and providing influence to basically, hey, our beer is there, go there, or something of that nature.
Well, I'm pretty sure that was or is against the law here in Michigan. Like having tap takeovers and stuff like that was against the law, but nobody really cared to go after it. It was promoting a tap takeover. So then what's the point of having it? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
posting it on Facebook or post, like, you can only do in-house posting of certain things. So having events on Facebook or Instagram or whatever other social media, Twitter, people use Twitter.
Mm-hmm. The Twitter. Like the YouTube.
You know.
Bernie said it is true.
there is only so many things that, you know, obviously we live in a world right now where it's a little bit more lawless. But, yeah, you know, it's does it matter enough? And it's probably not necessarily seven stills that's having the issue as much as whatever the third, the second tier is having said issue.
Mm-hmm.
The second tier is probably complaining, or the third tier if they're promoting one specific space over another. That would be my guess.
Yeah.
I'd have to rely on maybe talking to like Turf or something like that over at M4 and seeing what he would think.
Mm-hmm. You're going to say something?
How long of a time span did this go on?
So this basically the first citation that they got was in December of 2018. And from that point, they just kept getting citation after citation. Apparently, they didn't really know they were getting any citations. I don't
How
know
do
if
you not know you're getting a citation.
I don't know.
I guess that's my thing. Like,
I think
the rules are there for a reason. For the most part, if you know what the rules are, you should. And you get a citation. Why did you keep doing it?
Why did you keep doing it? And
is my question.
One of the interesting things, and that I'm remembering, because like when I first looked at this article, the last time I looked at this article was like almost a month or almost 2 months ago, and there was another article that pointed towards them about basically the author was saying that Seven Stills really wasn't that much of a saint themselves because they were known for bending the laws at other festivals where they were giving out a couple too many ounces of bourbon or, you know, something that they were distilling as well at distillery festivals. So one of the things that the owner had said is that he says that it wasn't like they were trying to get away with anything, but, you know, didn't feel that they were that the agency was really coming after them. To make changes to, you know, to support, I guess, this issue.
Surprise.
the rule is there. And I guess it's, you know, if it's one of those weird rules that you miss, then you should get it on the first or maybe right. The second try.
And, there are rules out there that are really stupid and we have to work to change those. But just blatantly ignoring them is not the way to do it.
68 times to a point where you can't afford the fine and you have to shut. At least they were able to actually make a deal to just shut down for 3 months because, I mean, I would feel like
they're lucky they got to do that.
Yeah, I would. The commission could have just said, no, pay us or you're done. And we're just taking your license for life.
Yeah, let's be honest. They're lucky to do it right now.
Right. And if they weren't truly getting the citations, I understand that. But 68, I highly doubt that they didn't get 68 of them.
68 is a hell of a lot.
That's a pretty large number. Yeah. I'm pretty sure somebody let them know, hey, this is happening.
Mm-hmm. And
if they got 67 of them and nothing was happening, why not 68?
Right.
Or maybe they didn't tell them about the, like, they just kind of dropped it all in this, like, giant thing. Like, oh, you broke the law 68 times.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it definitely puts them in a tough spot because the article that this comes from, this was in the beginning of February. So you think about 90 days shut down from February, and now we have this where California is now basically shelter in place.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's got no business going to the other location either. Which then goes into, hey, who survives when we come out of this? After they just spent $11 million on a new tap room, I don't know.
If you're spending $11 million on a tap room, you're going to make sure it stays open.
Yeah, unless the government doesn't let you.
I'm just saying.
I mean, you can try all you want, but somebody's going to come knocking the door saying, y'all got to go. y'all got to go home, but you can't stay here and you can't stay 6 feet closer than each other. So that's it.
6 feet, people.
Well, as we kind of end the show, not really too much in regards to news because obviously things are going on. I know Eastern Market Brewing is going to be posting a lot of stuff about their business a day ideas.
Yeah.
I know a lot of these restaurants are, you know, struggling, guys. And if you have the capacity, make sure you go out, support them, do carry out, a lot of them are doing delivery, contactless, curbside, so many different things that you can do to make sure that you are still following the rules without with still supporting these industries. The one thing that I want to leave with you guys is that and the question kind of goes out to you two, is that will this kill the hard seltzer craze? Because that's what I'm worried about, is losing my White Claws.
I mean, there are no laws right now, so hey.
I think you'll be safe because you can still get the White Claw.
I can still get the White Claw.
Still get
the
White Claw.
You just got to go to the grocery store.
I do.
You might have to wait in line for like an hour. My mom apparently went to the grocery store yesterday morning, and it took her 2.5 hours because the lines were so long.
That's what she told you. She was busy getting drunk in the parking lot.
Yeah, I don't think that was my mom, but...
I saw a post from St. Patrick's Day. this is you 8 years ago on Facebook or whatever. Like, remember when? And it was a post of me drinking in the parking lot of Walmart to celebrate St. Patrick's Day because I was working at the bank that day.
Oh, so goodness.
I don't know. Well, that's because the bar that I would normally go to, which was Muldoon's. Like, I ain't going to Muldoon's on St. Patrick's Day for a lunch beer. Just going to drink in the parking lot. So I literally left for my lunch at the bank, walked into Walmart, grabbed a six pack from the cooler, went to my car, and I drank a beer.
Nice.
Like, you know, what are you going to do?
All right. Well,
and then I handled your money, guys.
And I just saw a message from Steven Johnson, and I think he has a point. He says it'll only make it stronger. And as much as I am not a fan of seltzer, I would tend to agree with that just because seltzer is cheaper.
Yep.
And for this time where people are trying to save money and still be able to drink, that, hey, at least I can drink something that's 5%. And basically that would be kind of for the people who are not generally going to go for, you know, the big beers. You're not going to go for the Buds, the Coors, the Molsons. And most of those people have already converted to seltzers anyway. Now that I think about it.
Right.
So, I mean, you've got a lot of people that are out there that are going to want that 5%. And I guess and for some absolute fucking reason, a Four Loko and go for the 14% variety. But, I mean, all of that seltzer that's out there, in going to a brewery that has it, it's still going to be cheaper than, you know, the beer that you may go after. I mean, especially if you're going to a brewery that has a seltzer program and beer, the seltzer is going to be cheaper. But if you go to the store and you want to get White Claw above everybody else, then, you know, you got your White Claw or your Truly's or whatever. I think it's just going to make it a bit stronger just because of the price point. And people are going to go out there and it's like, I don't need it would never come out of my mouth, but I would never say that I don't need Boss Tweed and I'm going to get some White Claw Peach over some Boss Tweed.
I'm pretty sure that I would rather have one can of Boss Tweed than
I would rather have all White Claw
four White Claws, but
than Boss Tweed.
That's me.
Well, that's you. Your IPA.
That's me. I also fell down the Tavor hole this month, so.
Speaking of.
What's that code, Robert? R-O-B-E-A-R?
R-O-B-E-A-R. That code is still out there for new subscribers at Tavor. That will get you a $10 credit for the first 25 that you spend. And, hey, they support independent craft beers and craft breweries. They actually just put up a 12-pack before we started recording of different breweries from, like, Four Hands to Anchorage, which they always put up Anchorage. I wish they would stop putting so much Anchorage up there, but, you know, it's them.
Maybe they just got a lot of Anchorage.
Maybe they got a lot of Anchorage, yeah. But, I mean, they support some independent breweries as well. And, hey, it's delivery. It's $14.90 for one box.
I'm no matter totally how much you get my $14.90 worth this month.
How many bottles you say? You were like
right now I'm at 24, and I haven't looked at what's in the 24-pack.
Ooh, it's going to be a large box showing up at your door for the low, low price of $14.90 so, plus what you pay
at
for
work,
every,
which is even better.
On the Dan Nicholas Kenneth watch party, Ursula goes seltzer with gin as a win for me, and I agree, Ursula. Seltzer
geez.
And gin for sure. Guys, that's
okay,
going to do it.
Try that.
Better on draft 211 in the books. We are still COVID-free since 93. I appreciate you all listening, taking the time, especially if you were here live. We may not be back next week. We might do something maybe more social distancing where we're using maybe a VoIP.
Zoom.
Zoom. Yeah, we can do Zoom. I got Zoom. Maybe we might bring Dan in from Arizona to do a show, but that's going to do it. Better on draft 211. Thank you to our sponsors, North Center Brewing, Zatuna Liquor.
Who is doing to-go beers.
Yes, North Center Brewing is doing to-go beers. They're also one of the gift cards that we bought over at facebook.com/betteron draft. The round of eight starts tomorrow at noon. Good luck to everyone that is participating. No matter what you think of your beer, we think it's... Well, you didn't pour me any of that, so you can give me that too. Well, you can pour me. you cheers an empty glass? That's such bad luck. There we go. Because no matter what you think of your beer, we think it's...
Another breath.
Better on draft. Have a good night.
Peace.